Penguin Random House Audio presents The Bourbon Kings by J.R. Ward. Read for you by Alexander Sendes. You are cordially invited to a Derby brunch in celebration of the 139th running of the Charlemont Derby, Saturday, May the 4th, 10 o'clock, Easterly. RSVP Newark Harris at gmail.com. Chapter 1. Charlemont, Kentucky. Mist hung over the Ohio's sluggish waters like the breath of God, and the trees on the Charlemont shore side of River Road were so many shades of spring green, the color required a sixth sense to absorb them all. Overhead, the sky was a dim, milky blue, the kind of thing that you saw up north only in July, and at 7:30 a.m., the temperature was already 74 degrees. It was the first week of May, the most important 7 days on the calendar, beating the birth of Christ, the American Independence, and New Year's Rockin' Eve. The 139th running of the Charlemont Derby was on Saturday, which meant the entire state of Kentucky was in a thoroughbred racing frenzy. As Lizzie King approached the turnoff for her work, she was riding an adrenaline high that had been pumping for a good 3 weeks, and she knew from past experience that this rush-rush mood of hers wasn't going to deflate until after Saturday's cleanup. At least she was, as always, going against the traffic, heading into downtown and making good time. Her commute was 40 minutes each way, but not in the NYC, Boston, or L.A. densely packed parking lot version of rush hour, which in her current frame of mind would have caused her head to mushroom cloud.